Humanity, Vision. This recording is a prayer for all humanity. Mary Baker Eddy published a rebuttal to a statement by the press that she was prayerless. And her rebuttal stated that she prayed 3 times a day. And the purpose was for all humanity. Certainly, if Mary Baker Eddy could allocate specific time 3 times a day, what are we doing with our time? Are we utilizing every moment properly? This recording is intended to focus on vision for all humanity, because the universal belief about vision is that everyone has a problem. The optometry industry is so well organized that it is rare that one even sees anything that is in the media that does not include individuals wearing glasses. And of course, this does not include other forms of visual aids, such as contact lenses, or magnifying glasses, or magnification of computer screens, or font sizes, or enlarged font in printing written materials. In essence, the optometry industry promotes defective vision. The mesmerism against humanity in this respect points directly to the need to pray for all humanity for perfect vision. Notice that it was not said for eyes, for the eye is only an instrument of the quality of vision. Just as our arm or fingers are an instrument for picking things up, the arm or fingers do not include intelligence, but are merely a symbol that is reflecting the result of intelligence or the result of action, both of which are from mind. Intelligence and action. So the optometry industry is trying to train the human mind that visual aids are required to see. In other words, normalcy equals defective vision. Whereas the truth is that normalcy equals perfect vision, because God is the source of all vision. In a letter to a student, which is listed under articles in the Mary Baker Eddy Index under the title of Vision, Mary Baker Eddy asks the question to her student, "Are you able to focus no matter what comes your way?" If we see an accident, where does our thinking go? Where do our thoughts go? Do they go directly to God? And number one, deny that there is any such thing as an accident, for God could not create it. And since God is the creator of all, it cannot be created. God is the only creative ability, and that ability does not extend to something unlike itself. A painter cannot paint anything successfully that is unlike its own thoughts about what it is painting. A painting from an artist is a product of that artist's thoughts. If the artist is looking at a model, such as a painting of a landscape, and wants to paint a landscape similar to what the model is, then the artist is constantly looking at the model. If one is painting a portrait, they would have the individual pose for the painting and constantly look back and forth between the product they are producing and the model to see if they were producing the likeness of the model. Guess what our model should be about everything? Three-letter word, God. And what is God? On page 465 in Recapitulation, chapter 14, which is a summary of chapter 1 through 13 of Science and Health in the textbook, which is Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Mary Baker Eddy states that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. What is missing? What did Mary Baker Eddy overlook in her definition of God? N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Nothing. This is all comprehensive about all existence. There is nothing that can exist that does not fall into one of those seven major categories of what God is. That's why Mary Baker Eddy could confidently state that God is all in all, meaning all source, which includes its own manifestation, which means all, allness. And where is it? It's omnipresent. When is it? Now. Mr. Rosen states that we should flat out deny in a very short sentence or phrase, no, to any defect. So he would suggest stating, there is no absence of perfect vision, or there is no defective vision, or there is no assistance from glasses or contacts or any other visual aid in order for God to be able to see. She states in the glossary that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. What does she leave out? N-O-T-H-I-N-G. The entire textbook was an inspiration from the one and only incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Nothing can be missing. The only other thing we need to think about is that there are four operators, just like in math, we have the 10 digits of 0 through 9, but we need to be able to do something with them. So they have operators which are called add, subtract, multiply, and divide. In the system of divine metaphysics, the operators are the four sides of the city, which are the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. Word means the facts about God. Christ means translating no matter what comes our way so that we see the real truth, the reality of what is true, and not be taken in by the suggestion of something that is not true. Anything ungodlike is not true. So we have to know what God is. We have to relate whatever circumstance comes our way into a true spiritual vision. It could be the worst thing in the world. Well, what is the truth about it? That experience would not come to us unless we needed it. That means there's something to learn from it. There's something to purify in our thought. That's the Christ, the translation, the interpretation. What is Christianity? That is demonstrating, proving, healing the situation. And that can only be done if we know the Word and the Christ. In other words, we need to take this in steps. Even if it's instantaneous, there are steps involved, even though they're coincidental. And what happens once we prove that our facts about God are accurate and our translation or interpretation is correct, and we have the healing, which means we have proved it, the next thing is we are in the realm of heaven, harmony, and that's science, with a capital S, science. And that is a quick summary of the four sides of the city of God, which are the four operators in the system of divine metaphysics. Why is there reference to the system of divine metaphysics? If you look on page 146 of Science and Health, beginning on line 31, Mary Baker Eddy states, "Divine metaphysics is now reduced to a system, to a form comprehensible by and adapted to the thought of the age in which we live. This system enables the learner to demonstrate the divine principle upon which Jesus' healing was based, and the sacred rules for its present application to the cure of disease." I believe she means by disease anything that is unlike God. Any discord, any dis-ease, any uncomfortable situation, if we are a seeker of truth. We recently provided a treatment that states, heal everything that is unlike God, no matter how small. And the smaller, the more important it is, because that means that it probably has just recently come to our attention. The best time to heal anything unlike God is at the onset of the suggestion that it exists. It doesn't matter what any Christian Scientist or anyone else has ever told you about healing. If they are not aware that there is a system, and the system will make it much easier to bring about a healing, than they are ignorant of the facts. And that probably includes all but a handful of people in the entire universe. That's a relative statement when I say a handful. In other words, it's a very small decimal. It's unfortunate that the bureaucracy of the very church that Mary Baker Eddy founded preaches against the system. Mathematics is true, whether someone preaches against it or not. The mathematical tables prove themselves. or they are there as a tool if we want to prove that they are true. Four operators of mathematics are the basic functionality operators of how mathematics operates. Mathematics cannot operate by itself. It includes the digits and it includes the operators. It is up to the individual to utilize the operators to bring forth a product utilizing the digits. In the system of divine metaphysics, which Mary Baker Eddy discovered, the operators are required in order to bring about science, which is heaven, harmony, the fourth side of the city. We can stand at a blackboard with a piece of chalk in our hand and want to demonstrate how to solve a problem to the onlookers, but the chalk doesn't do it itself. The blackboard doesn't do it. What does it is an individual that is applying the rules that relate to the situation. We need to be specific in order to produce the correct product. It cannot just be a general statement and they say, oh, mathematics works, or divine metaphysics works. Mary Baker Eddy said that we need to uncover the error, expose it completely. Well, first of all, we have to dig and find out what is the error, because what appears as a symptom could be a decoy. But we need to find the error. We need to expose it. We need to annihilate it. And of course, much of that is done with just exposing it. And we need to explain the reason why. Frederick L. Rawson gave us a masterpiece of an encyclopedia of exactly answering those questions. It's called Treatment or Healing by True Prayer. And in it, he has 1,315 different ailments and the reason why we can heal it. In other words, he is stating the counterfact to the mesmeric thought that is trying to suggest that there is a problem. So he identifies the problem and he gives the reason why it is false, that it is a lie about man, about God's manifestation. We must deny that defective vision is not true about anyone that is considered a part of all humanity. There is not a single individual or a group of individuals that can be under the belief of something that is false. Defective vision is a belief that is false. Every belief is false. Facts are true. Beliefs are false. Facts are in and of God. Beliefs are suggestions by the belief that there is more than one mind, that there is more than one God, that God is not omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, or omniaction. God is all of those things, and it is stated in the glossary, Chapter 17 of Science and Health, very clearly, under the definition of good. It says good, God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. God is all of those things. That means that nothing else can be. There cannot be any action. There cannot be any presence. There cannot be any omniscience. And there cannot be any omnipotence from anything except God. And what is God? It's the same thing that I mentioned earlier that Mary Baker Eddy defines on page 465, which is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. So the qualities are what are omnipresent. The qualities are what is omnipotent and omniscient and omniactive. Not a person. There is no such thing as a personal God. God is not person, unless you want to say that God is infinite person. And what that's really saying is that God is infinite qualities. The only qualities that exist are qualities of God. There cannot be anyone in the entire universe that can be without a single thing that is good. These are the kind of statements we need to make when we are praying for all humanity. We can take any quality of God that comes to thought, and we can dwell on it, and we can apply it to all humanity by making direct statements, by denial of anything that is unlike the facts about God. If we want to learn what are the facts about God, one of the greatest references that we are aware of is the book by the founder of this organization, Mary Baker Eddy Institute, and that is Helen Wright. Helen Wright wrote a book titled Your Divinity Revealed. That is a treasure chest if you want to learn what God is, because she has a chapter on each of the seven synonymous terms. And there is no other reference that we're aware of that is as thorough and interesting and connecting the dots to understand the seven synonymous terms. Of course, she uses the Science and Health book, which is the textbook of Christian Science, as the only source. And as a matter of fact, we offer a series of seven books, each one focusing on one of the seven synonymous terms, and it shows every page in the textbook where that term appears, and it's underlined, so it's very easy to see it. So everything that Mary Baker Eddy did is related to what God is, and everything that Helen Wright shows in the book, Your Divinity Revealed, about each of the seven synonymous terms, is directly from the textbook. We can't get any closer to truth than that. It is highly recommended that one continuously study these references that are noted in this recording. Do we want to know more about the Bible? We should indicate in our prayer for humanity that nothing can hide the fact that the truth about the Bible is revealed, and the knowing of God reveals it to all humanity. Every individual has that within themselves because God is omnipresent. Dr. Robert C. Putnam is the individual that brought forth what we believe to be the greatest reference on the authority of the Bible. I looked for years for a good course on the Bible, because just reading the Bible straight out is not what the Mary Baker Eddy Institute feels is the best way to really learn what is in the Bible. The truth, the main themes, connecting the dots. The book just referenced, which is by Robert C. Putnam, or if I didn't, it's titled 10 Bible Lessons. 10 Bible Lessons covers the entire Bible, period. There are innumerable references to back up what the 10 Bible lessons are about. But very simply, the 10 Bible lessons are an index, which is a summary of everything in the Bible. And the summaries are backed up with a large number of references directly from the Bible. Everything is directly from the Bible. It is 10 Bible lessons based exclusively on the Bible. Now, Dr. Putnam was a wonderful Christian Scientist, and he taught Christian Science Sunday School for 30 years. Lucky were the students that were in his class. For not only was he a brilliant man in his own profession, but also he was a very advanced student of Mary Baker Eddy. Well, let's say Mary Baker Eddy's writings and Christian Science, because he was not around when Mary Baker Eddy was on this earth in visible form. But as she said, if you want to know me, look in my writings. If you are a sincere seeker of truth, it's very likely that you will find Dr. Putnam's works very valuable. He's also the very first one that we know of that is focused on the Council of Nicaea that happened in 325 AD. And that is where the institution of religion basically hid the truth about Christ Jesus and about many characters in the Bible. Again, it's a short book which is filled with powerful facts which will help you understand the whole industry of religion. And he has another book on ungodliness. Anyway, brilliant, brilliant writing by a wonderful Christian Scientist who obviously had a very advanced level of understanding about what Mary Baker Eddy has revealed to the world. When we're thinking about everything in this recording, we need to be making specific statements that deny that the world of humanity cannot be deprived of the truth. We have to deny that truth can be hidden. We have to affirm that it is revealed and that the humanity understands what is being revealed to them. We have to confirm that vision cannot be blocked by anything or anyone or any industry, because all vision is from God. As stated from the glossary, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing. So there's no knowing that can be blocked either. The world at large does know the facts about God because they're omnipresent and nothing can conceal them. Nothing can prevent the progress of any individual, any class of individuals, or the whole world. Nothing can confuse the population. Nothing can deceive or act as a decoy. Right now, all of the industries that are involved in creating war, any equipment that has to do with war, even the uniforms for the military, everyone is in cahoots because they all have profits to make and they all get a part of the profits individually. The people working for these companies, the CEOs, and everyone makes a profit off of war. So that's why we are constantly in war. The last president that was in the office in the White House prior to this present corrupt regime is the first one that never entered a war. He did everything possible to close down wars that we had been involved in for decades. Everyone was fighting them because they all make a profit. Something like 95% of Congress is corrupt. They're all receiving kickbacks. The ones that very strongly promote taking down the corruption are the ones that are the head of it. They are paid off to say this, and then they do nothing about it. All they do is get people excited to get them reelected, and then they do nothing because they are in the bag of corruption. We have to deny that there is any controller of the public's mind, whether it's the optometry industry or the drug industry or the industry that the doctors are a part of. It doesn't matter. There cannot be anything that has power to counteract the truth. Nothing has power except for the qualities of God. The qualities. I had a very successful, long-time friend, Christian Science practitioner, and she would tell me, qualities, qualities, all is qualities. She was watching the Olympics with her husband one time when I visited them at their home, and she said, there was a gymnast that was performing, and she says, look at the grace. See, she was automatically thinking of a spiritual quality. Her whole life was qualities. She focused on qualities and she promoted everyone focusing on qualities. We should state that about all humanity. Nothing can deny or block all humanity from seeing the spiritual qualities in all activity. If it is an activity of evil, there's a spiritual quality there. It's to awaken us to the fact that we need to work on denying that it has power and affirming where is the real power. Mind is the only power. There is no other power. And that is the only mind there is, which is the infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind. Not a so-called mortal mind, which Mary Baker Eddy terms as an oxymoron, because mind is not mortal. So you cannot use the two words together legitimately, because mind is immortal. That is the truth. Mortal mind is error. That is a lie to even put the two terms together, because it's the opposite of truth. If there's a desire to do what Mary Baker Eddy did three times a day and pray for humanity, then we must deny anything that comes to our thought that is ungodlike and deny that that can be affecting anyone in all existence. Not a single individual can be affected by that belief. And that it is solely a belief. It is solely a statement of a lie, which is not with any foundation or base, and therefore cannot be true. And then state the fact of what is true. Whatever that lie is, then you reverse it and say the truth about mankind is that, and then go ahead and state the specifics. The book that was referred to by Mr. Rawson is such a wonderful reference for us to know what is the actual truth about the lie. In other words, what is the reason why the lie is a lie, and what is the real truth about what the symptom is pointing to. Everything on the website at this point is free. But what is really free? Can anyone get something for nothing? Can you just make a statement, a bland statement, without really digging into it and making it your own and benefit from it? No. There's nothing free. People use email services that are said to be free. Yeah, what do? They keep all your information and they sell it. They market it. They sell you. They sell your whole personal identity. What your likes are, what your dislikes are. The same with browsers. These big companies promote using their browser because they track everything you do and they sell it. They sell it. They identify who you are through your IP address, through whatever series of actions you take, and there's nothing that can be totally concealed. These VPNs that say, well, you block people from knowing what you're doing. Every one of them can be cracked. The only way to protect yourself is to act godlike in every single thing that one does. Everything. Every thought, speech, and action has to be of the purest nature. Spirit is defined as being flawless. Are we approaching life from a flawless standpoint? Or are we letting the mesmerism of mass mind control direct us? Mass mind control is a very, very important thing to deny that it has power on the population. There's effort to control the masses. There's effort to control universal thought. People do nothing but that. Churches have committees that do that. Very, very serious thing, and we must deny that it can have any power. We must affirm what is the only mind there is, and that is the mind of the entire population of humanity. We have to make those strong statements. That's what praying for humanity is all about. If we want to have the vision that Mary Baker Eddy asked the question to her student about, can you focus no matter what comes your way? We have to know, we have to state clearly that nothing can prevent the entire world population from knowing the truth. Nothing can sway the world of their thought away from truth. Nothing can block it. Nothing can dilute it. Nothing can divert it. Nothing can stop it or reverse it. We must make those statements. We must claim the truth applies to everyone, and everyone is under the perfection of God. Omniscience means omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. That is one of the four main factors of God, as stated in the glossary under the definition of good. It says that God is good. Good is God. God is spirit. Spirit is God. God is omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresent, omni-action. God is all intelligence, all substance. Scientific statement of being says there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind. That's a capital M. And its manifestation. That's us. That's the world population. We must make very direct statements if we're going to pray for humanity. We are one raindrop. Each one is one raindrop. And each one has the power of God to start a flood of truth. That's what needs to be done. We're standing on the precipice. Mary Beccaretti prophesied that if Christian Scientists don't do their work, we will go into a period of dark ages which will be longer than mankind has ever known. And believe me, the warfare between truth and error is a very, very high intensity. If we don't do our work, it'll be exactly what our founding fathers of America stated, and that was, well, here it is, we've given you a republic, are you going to be able to keep it? Someone else said that things turn from good to bad, from good to evil, when good men do nothing about it. Are we going to be passive? Are we going to be a good man that does nothing about it? Everything is in motion. Infinite progression is concrete being. If we're not progressing little by little, step by step, constantly, then we go backwards. There is no stationary state because thought is moving. And if we're not moving in the right direction, we're going backwards. We're losing our position of where we were the moment before. We must know that humanity is progressive. Everyone is on the path of infinite progress, and nothing can prevent that from being the fact. We must make those statements very profoundly and with conviction. With the same conviction that Mr. Rawson had when he and Mr. Spalding were looking out the window, and this was back around 1910 or 15 or so, when trucks that were motorized were not very common, and this gentleman was pulling a big wooden cart full of rocks with an animal. And he felt something was wrong and had to be examined on the tailgate. And so he stopped the animal and went back to look, and something alarmed the animal, and the animal raised up and dumped the entire load of rocks on the driver. Mr. Rawson saw it, and Mr. Spalding did, and Mr. Rawson said very succinctly and with confidence, there is nothing but God. Five words, but they were stated with understanding, spiritual understanding, conviction, and confidence. And with that, the man came out of from underneath the rocks like a rocket. Not a scratch on him. No injury. Nothing. He was perfect. That was related to the world by Mr. Spalding, which was the man that was standing with him looking out the window. Very, very valuable lesson. We have an article by Mr. Rodwick with an introduction by Mr. Eustace called The Psychologist and the Magician. Very, very valuable information in that article. Highly recommend it. It talks about the mesmeric belief that tries to stop us at every point. If we don't pray for humanity, we're certainly ignoring our duty. Mary Beccaretti found three times a day, time in her schedule. She made time in her schedule three times a day to do it. what will each one of us do? Will we follow the lead of Mary Baker Eddy? How about Daniel? Daniel prayed at the risk of being thrown in the lion's den, which he was, but the mouth of the lions were shut. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were put into a fiery furnace that was so hot that the people that took them there to the mouth of the furnace and threw them in there were burned alive. St. John the Divine withstood being put in a pot of boiling oil. What happened to him? They couldn't get rid of him. They couldn't kill him. So they they exiled him to an island called Patmos. And what happened there? Jesus appeared to John in the flesh after he had ascended and dictated the book of Revelation. No one has revealed that we are aware of, except Dr. Robert C. Putnam. And he states clearly the references in the Bible. Everyone glosses over them. They don't connect the dots. They don't realize the importance of what it was said. He does. 10 Bible lessons are full of information that you probably will have a very difficult time finding any other source that even comes close. And with such a spiritual Christian Science attitude about the whole thing, what a treasure it is. Jesus, when he saw somebody on the wayside who was blind, he didn't walk by. He stopped. A healing resulted. We should include in our prayer for humanity that everyone has the same capacity, because all capacity comes from mind. All capacity, all capability, all functionality, all facility, it all comes from mind. We all have the same access to it. God is all in all. Amen.